All right, good afternoon and welcome back for our next session. We have two esteemed panel members joining us today to talk about complex immigration status puzzles for employers and help us answer the question, are you work authorized? We have today joining us Lee Ganchin, who is a shareholder at Ogletree Deacons in Houston, and Kathleen Campbell-Walker, who is the chair of the Immigration Practice Group at Dickinson Wright in El Paso. Both members of the panel are board certified in immigration law in the state of Texas, and are business, immigration, and employer advisors, experts for employers in Texas and beyond. And so without much ado, I'm going to turn it over to them to get the panel started.
Awesome. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. And thank you for staying with us in this afternoon on a beautiful day. What we're trying to do in this particular presentation when we were talking about adding this subject to this particular conference was focusing on something that often I don't see many people thinking about, which is from an employee side of the house, when employers are trying to figure out, are you work authorized? There are a number of laws out there that are trying to protect the worker and actual trainings that are involved in trying to make sure that employees know that if they are not allowed to work or if they are retaliated against for filing a complaint against an employer or if they're asked to present too many documents in the employment process, they actually have the ability to file a discrimination claim, often with the Immigrant and Employee Rights section of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. So we're going to kind of flip Form I-9 compliance and discrimination on its ear and focus on it from an employee-centric perspective. That's what we're trying to do today. So the first slide is just about, you know, what are our basic guideposts, the lanes that we drive in concerning this issue? One, which you know, the first one, Section 1324A, is concerning Form I-9 compliance, and that bleeds over into E-Verify often. And we're trying to figure out, you know, is this person work authorized? What documents must they present? What are the alternative documents they can present? And I can tell you that employers have a heck of a time figuring this out. And there are people on the AILA Verification and Documentation National Committee, and we can spend several hours debating what documents are appropriate, even after 20 and 30 years of experience. So, yeah, this is a fun conundrum. The next part of the equation, of course, is Section 1324B, which was also enacted at the same time, trying to say that, look, employers, you're now responsible for figuring out if somebody is work authorized and what their identity is. And by the way, you may not discriminate in this process. So let's kind of wander down the focus point here, and I'll turn it over to Lee to talk about our brand new Form I-9 and how this works.
Okay, so this is the top half of the Form I-9. It went into effect on November 1st. We are back to one page. When the I-9 came out in 86, it was one page, and it morphed into two pages, three pages, a variety of mixed versions of that since then. And now we're back to one page. But that doesn't make it any less challenging for employers. It looks simple, but there are a million ways that you can run afoul of this. The top page here is Section 1. That's the one that the employee alone is responsible for completing. So your client may find a job and then be faced with filling this out. I will note that the form is issued an official version in Spanish. Some employers, and I advise them to do this, will make it available so that it can be referred to in case the employee needs to, you know, really fully understand what they're signing, what they're completing, and also read the warnings about anti-discrimination. They're not allowed to complete the Spanish version in the U.S. You can only write on it and sign it if you're in Puerto Rico. Anyway, so Section 1 simple enough, but there is over to the left of the page in bold, a warning to the employee, to the individual.